Good Monday. Today is April the 28th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, fertilizer prices making agricultural headlines once again as those prices continue to grow up right as we are getting into planting season. We also want to talk about soybean seed germination and some important things you should be checking before you go to the field. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, average retail fertilizer prices for all eight major fertilizers continued to track higher the end of last month as we went through the last full week of April. Also, that according to sellers surveyed by DTN, two fertilizers actually had sizable price increases from a month ago. That would be anything greater than 5%. The average retail fertilizer price now for UAN-32 was 9% higher than it was compared to a month ago at $448 a ton, and UAN-28 was 7% more expensive than last month. That had an average retail price of $380 a ton. Now, the remaining six fertilizers had slightly higher prices than a month ago. DAP had an average price of $781 a ton. MAP came in at $822 a ton. Potash was $467. Urea was $577. 10-34-0 was $655 a ton. And anhydrous ammonia came in at $781 a ton. If you break all those down to the price per pound unit nitrogen, average urea price was 63 cents per pound unit nitrogen, anhydrous was 48 cents, UAN-28 was 68 cents, and UAN-32 was 70 cents per pound unit nitrogen. Now, the University of Minnesota Extension Nutrient Management Specialist Dan Kaiser, in a recent post, took a closer look at what happened to phosphorus fertilizer when it's applied to soil. He said farmers should consider a few things if they're applying phosphorus. Phosphorus utilization will never be 100% the first year after application, he said. Closer to 65% is what will be taken up from what you apply in the first year, according to the report. Phosphorus will be lost through leaching and runoff. It depends, though, on several factors, but the potential phosphorus loss is fairly low. Some research refers to phosphorus retention, actually, rather than fixation. And just because you don't see doesn't mean it's not there, Kaiser said in the report. Taking a look back at prices now, four fertilizers are now higher in price compared to where they were a year earlier. DAP is 1% more expensive, while 10-34-0 is 2% more expensive. UAN-28 is 4% higher, and UAN-32 is 7% higher when we look back to last year. Now, the remaining four fertilizers are still lower compared to last year. MAP and urea are 1% less expensive, anhydrous is down 2%, and potash 9% lower compared to where it was a year ago. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. In other agricultural news, you may want to check your germination percentage and adjust the seeding rate accordingly before you plant soybeans this year. Harvest issues plagued some farmers last fall as they combined overly dry soybeans, and while that might seem like a problem of the past, not all those beans are in the rearview mirror. Some have returned to farms as seed this season and could be sporting germination percentages lower than normal. Now, farmers need to account for these lower percentages and adjust the seeding rates accordingly to achieve that final stand that they want to have to maximize their yield. That according to Sean Conley, an agronomist and state soybean small grain specialist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. From what I've seen and heard, there are some varieties with different genetic platforms where we're seeing a reduced germination, Conley said during a phone interview. He said, I don't think it's widespread, but given the fall harvest conditions we had, I think farmers really do need to pay attention to that seed label before they start putting seed in the ground. The agronomist said that under normal conditions in most years, the seed industry delivers high-quality soybean seed with germination percentages that are often in the 92 to 95% range. However, this year, he said, he's heard about delivery of seed that's labeled 80 to 85% germination. Today's seed handling procedures are much better than they were 20 to 30 years ago, but when that seed is dry, it goes through the conditioning process of the combine and then through the elevators and augers, you can see some cracking on that seed coat. that leads to a reduction in germination. Now, according to information from the Ohio State University Extension, adjusting the seeding rate at planting to account for germination percentages requires just one calculation. You simply take the desired soybean plant population and divide it by the germination percentage. So, for example, if a farmer wants to plant a population of 120,000 plants per acre and the seed tag lists germination at 80%, then that seeding rate should be increased to 150,000 seeds per acre for that lower germ consideration. Now, generally, I tell farmers if you're at the 85% threshold or below, bump your seeding rate 10%, Connolly advised. If you're normally putting on 140,000, then bump it up to 155 or whatever that number might be for your operation. Connolly did note the addition of fungicide seed treatments has been found to help improve germination by preventing soil-borne pathogens from entering the seed and causing damage to pre-germinated seed. Now, while soybeans are incredibly flexible at adjusting to a wide range of plant populations, a thin stand can potentially lead to issues by allowing troublesome weeds such as water hemp and Palmer amaranth to get established. You don't want to give weeds an opportunity to find those holes because we know we don't have a lot of post-emerge control options, Connolly said. So take a second look at the seed tag, make these decisions appropriately. Don't take your high-yielding genetics and put them in a subpar population, and don't enter the season under the gun because you already lost yield immediately from the moment that seed went in the ground. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.